but it is something that we always have as a as an ethos with businesses, and we apply try and apply the same logic to our own businesses, that whenever we're working with a business, we always try and encourage them to think about being able to systemize and process the business, so as it will effectively operate without them in the future. And in a lot of cases, we always try and encourage them to operate without us to a large degree, without, you know, being able to do their own finances, be able to manage their own bookkeeping, fast payroll, management account information, and effectively then rely on their advisor, whether that's us or someone else, more from just a strategic point of view, and being able to give that overview and input from the strategy, as opposed to the kind of the operational tactical decisions that we believe, as businesses grow, they actually need that in-house so that they can make quicker decisions based on more up-to-date and more relevant financial information. What we tend to find is that they'll be maybe speaking to us and say, well, we need this information and we need it more regularly than perhaps they're getting it at the moment, because the business has increased in size, or maybe become a bit more complex, or, you know, they need to report information more readily to whether it be investors or other people. And what we then have to appreciate ourselves and accept then at that point is that we can't 100% of the time commit to being able to deliver the things at the time when they want it. So the discussion then tends to be that the things that they need on a transactional kind of day-to-day basis, like the data entry, bookkeeping, VAT, payroll, maybe management accounts information, those tend to be the duties that are first kind of handed back into the business. And what we would then do, where we've done that in the past, is we've actually put together a job description, we've put together a job spec, we've put together an advert for the actual role. We've advertised it, we've filtered the CVs for the position, we've done a first round of interviews to kind of narrow it down to two or three people, and then effectively then presented three or four people to go and meet the business, to meet the owners, to meet the people in the team, to see which one would actually fit in best. But then similarly then we've also done a recruitment role for a business when we'd previously helped them do that role, so they had someone that did the bookkeeping and the management information, and they needed someone in a financial controller type role, and had that bit more experience, a bit more qualification maybe, and a bit more kind of commercial understanding. And again, we helped to recruit then a financial controller into that business by following a similar process. We didn't need to do the advert in that case because we used a recruitment agency in itself, but we still put together a job spec, and we did hold the first round of interviews ourselves, and again then arrange the sort of follow-up interviews with ourselves and the business owners in that case.